Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show with special guest Ben Braithig.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm Ewan Rankin sitting in for Jeff Gamet. No, I am not. It's okay. I did that on purpose. So that was for comic effect. Because well, I usually say,
"Can we believe you?" I'm not too sure.
No, well, see, I didn't even say the part about me being interim host. I just put names out. Anyhow, it was so much funnier in my head. Anyhow, I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, or at least I was up until now. But I expect at any moment to be bumped out of the show. I'm sitting in for Ewan Rankin, who's probably going to be the person bumping me out of this show. Miss you, Ewan. Anyhow, it's Friday and I've had crap sleep all week. So the fact that I can show up and form what, at least in my mind, is a coherent sentence, man, we're off to a great start. Yeah. So it's a keynote poker wrap-up day. I am very much looking forward to seeing how awesome I did and how crappy everyone else did, because we know that's exactly how this one played out. But before we get into all of that, Ben, how are you?
I am great, Jeff. And you know, on this show, you don't have to be able to use a coherent sentence.
That's lucky. Because, I mean, just anyhow, yeah. Speaking of coherent sentences and musicals, Chuck, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm not sure how those two go with me, but that's all right. That's, you know, I'm good. But unfortunately, you and I are in competition for poor sleep this week, so I feel your pain.
Yeah. Now, I was hoping that maybe if I dropped a line about musicals in there, that you would have broken into song and dance for us. You know, like, I'm Chuck. I'm super happy to be here. I wish I had some sleep. Oh, my God. The great thing is we have your expression captured on video.
You know, this is the kind of thing that worries me about some of the deep fake audio that is coming to us, that at some point Jeff will record one of these songs in my voice and it's just completely destroy my reputation.
Hold on, I have to make a note because I hadn't actually thought of that. So
Chuck. Okay, sorry I brought it up. I deserve that for opening my big mouth.
Yeah, so when it happens, Chuck, just remember that's on you.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. Jeff, make sure it's an auto-tune so he sounds like T-Pain.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
This is going downhill very fast. Let's get on to our next panelist, please.
Yeah, that's fair. Patrice, the woman that put all of the the keynote poker stuff together for us last week, so thank you for that, Patrice. How are you?
The woman who had to watch the keynote like 7 times because a certain person said something about Apple Watch bands.
You know, I don't want to project, people wearing them. But I would speculate that whoever it was that brought up Apple Watch bands probably was thinking, oh, that will be such an easy thing to spot on the first time through.
Hell no.
Chuck, I can't believe you did Apple Watch bands.
80% of the time, you couldn't even tell 100% what like watch band people were wearing. So
even when you zoomed really close, you couldn't even
see.
Yeah,
you had to go zoom in and it was hidden by a sleeve and you could only see like a little bit and you'd be, is that, like, is it or is it not? And yes.
So
working her work too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that every time. The person
if that bet paid off.
Yeah, we will soon know. Other than that, when you mentioned lack of sleep and not sleeping so well, it's really funny. I had the same problem this week, so I don't know.
What's up with that?
Don't know.
Yes, Leo. What is up with the lack of sleep?
See, if Leo explains it, please pass it on.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. And the man with matching watch bands.
Yes.
Dave, how are you?
Great. I'm glad to be here. Happy World Wellbeing Day. I am off today, as well as my entire company, because we're celebrating global well-being and help refresh and help with our mental health and all that. So I get to hang out with you guys and officially be off and do another podcast later. And glad to be here.
Wait a second, Dave. You have a mental health day and you're spending it with us?
Yeah, that is I should question that, but I'm here.
So World Mental Health Day? I haven't heard about this.
No, it's called. I think it's just my company. We're calling it the World Global Wellbeing Day.
World Global. Let me write that down.
Because it's a global company, right?
Because it's a global company, correct?
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Every single employee is off today. It's a day off with pay. And we'll have another one in October.
Nice.
That's nice. Yeah. Like, seriously, that's nice. I mean, well, for everyone, it's like, okay, so they gave us a day off with pay. Cool. From the corporate level, that's a big expense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we had events all throughout the week to celebrate and help with things, and every office had a different event.
Jeff, it's not. I know what we spend on things. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't cost that much. I mean, no company would do that if it wasn't a net gain. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
That's a really
positivity good point. With employees.
Mm-hmm.
In the chat room, Magic Man is pointing out that I clearly need to use more well-being apps.
You do.
I do. Yes.
Yeah. Just here's a quick flash from Google. Apparently the second Saturday of June every year is International Global Wellness Day. So that's tomorrow. Yeah. So Dave's just getting an early start.
Just on Friday.
Well, Friday is a business day. Saturday is not. So
mm-hmm. Hey, I'm just telling you what Google tells me.
There's another one in October too.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right. So
anyway,
it is now, Patrice, time for you to take over and tell everyone all about how Keynote Poker went. Can you do a quick recap on what Keynote Poker is, just in case anyone missed last week's show?
So if you haven't listened to last week's show, one, you should go back and listen to it. Head over to britishtechnetwork.com and listen to last week's Mac show. I've heard from good authority that from Tom, that if you listen to it after the fact, it's even more hilarious how wrong we were. So there's that. So it's basically whenever Apple does a keynote of some sort, whether it's the September event or WWDC, I think those are the two big ones in the year. Sometimes they do some extra, but not recently. It was actually 9 months or 8 months or something from the last one to this one. We get together and we try our best to predict some, let's say, interesting things, not the obvious things, some interesting things about what's going to happen, what's going to be announced, what's going to happen on stage, stagecraft, all of that. And then we bet on it from minus 5 points to plus 5 points. From minus five being, that's not going to happen at all, and plus five being absolutely 100%. Some people somewhere in between. So it's our annual thing. And we did that last week. And the results were quite hilarious, as always.
As
So I can tell you one thing, our streak is holding. We got a solid 20% correct. So 2 out of 10. We had 10 predictions in total in 2 rounds.
Wow.
With 5 people. So 20% were correct. There was one where we had to go to an extra judgment with Jeff, because between Ben and me, we couldn't agree on it. So I asked a third person. It's not that we couldn't agree on it. We just weren't sure. So we wanted a third opinion. Simple as that. So yeah, that was funny. And before I tell you the results, and I said they're really hilarious. Yeah, we got 2 out of 10 correct. So let's start with them. So we had round one predictions. Chuck said the base price of the AR VR headset is less than $2,000. Clearly wrong. So the good thing is most of these are very easy to judge because they were like binary. It's like, okay, it either fits or it doesn't. There was nothing where you had to guess or interpret or whatever. Like, look really, really closely. It was usually quite easy. So yeah, $3,500. Less is not less than 2,000. So sorry, didn't get that one. I said that fitness is one of the highlighted AR VR headset features, and I watched it like 4 or 5 times to see if they mentioned it anywhere. Nope.
Not anywhere.
No, they didn't.
Not anywhere. Fitness was part of the like watch OS stuff and so on. They did talk about it, but not for the headset. So I mean, the funny thing here was, I apparently had all of you so convinced this was going to happen that we all bet 5 points on it, and we all lost 5 points on it. So that was funny. I mean, it ultimately didn't matter because like either we all win 5 or we all lose 5. It really didn't make much of a difference. Ben, this one was really good and really surprising. And I bowed to you telling me that this is a major thing that's happening. A major game not previously announced on Apple platforms will be announced during keynote. And that totally happened. And I'm actually very excited. I mean, I don't care about games, but I'm very excited about that. So good on you, Ben. You were one of the two predictions. And honestly, you were the one that was, for me, the least obvious.
Yeah. Not only was it one, the Death Stalking or whatever it's called.
Deathstalking? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it's called, the Kojima one. They also announced like 8 other new games to the Mac in
and a whole approach to gaming. And a whole approach to gaming and a lot of details that have happened since and so on. So I think this is a topic we will have to talk about the next couple of weeks because I really want to talk about it. From a technical perspective, I want to talk about that. I don't care about gaming, but I think it's really exciting what's happening here. So we'll talk about that. So that was good. Jeff, try to predict this year's macOS. Clearly, you were not part of the Crackpot marketing team, which apparently this year didn't travel very far and just got drunk. Because you said it would be macOS Balboa. And it's not.
So, oh, Adrian.
They were not stoned enough for that, I guess, or not drunk enough for that. So it's Sonoma. So yeah.
But they made a note for next year.
They've made two notes for next year because we had another in the ungraded round, we had another prediction for that one. Dave, yours was kind of obvious in hindsight, and I think most of us thought so. That's why I think other than Ben, who gave it a solid 0, we all bet positive points because you said the new Mac Pro will be announced and clearly it was, and we'll talk about that later. So that was first round. And I can tell you after the first round, points wise. So Chuck was at -1 point. I was at +6, Ben +5, Jeff +3, and Dave was leading with 11 points. So, and that was this was the round where we had 2 correct predictions. So from here on, like, it just went downhill. Just literally. So, Chuck, you tried to predict something about the Mac Mini, and you said that the Mac Mini will be upgraded to an M2 Ultra at the top end. If you had said Mac Studio, you would have gotten this one. They didn't even talk about the Mini at all. It wasn't even mentioned on a slide other than like there was for sure like a slide with all the devices where it was shown. No M2 Ultra for it. Not even after the event. Like it just didn't happen. So very clearly lost that one. But most of us thought so anyway. So you lost a couple points. We all won a couple points. Like 5 points actually. All of us. I said something about a new compute module is introduced that will allow tasks to be offloaded. I was thinking about the Mac Pro, but maybe also the headset. And you all seem to agree with me for some reason and seem to be very convincing, I guess.
I agreed less.
You agreed less with 1 point, it's true, and Chuck also agreed less with 2 points. So that one, you won a couple points, actually, or lost a couple points less than everybody else, put it this way, because it didn't happen, for sure not. So there was that. Ben, and this one was the one where we had a little bit of a discussion. You said they will announce a new actionable widget system across all Apple platforms, and the all Apple platforms was the important part. And you were 99% correct, but 99% is not enough.
85,
whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, for sure, the HomePod didn't 100? Get. No, it's not. It's not. I mean, for sure, the HomePod didn't get it, but that I don't think anybody expected, and I would have let that go and would have said no. I mean, HomePod doesn't count because it doesn't have a display. They did talk about it on the watchOS side. They never called it an actionable widget, but it was very clear that's what they meant, and they'd already talked about it. So yeah, that was fine. But it did not come to tvOS, and it did not come to visionOS. And because of that, we ultimately decided, while you were mostly correct, and I'm very surprised, I'm actually not very surprised because this was kind of hoping, I was hoping for that it would happen, but you were very close to that. It was not what you had said. So ultimately, couldn't give you that one. Funny enough, Chuck and me had thought this wouldn't happen, and Jeff and Dave had thought it would happen together with Ben. So kind of a split panel here, I would say. Then the question that had me watching the video like 7 times and rewinding and doing it again and zooming in and all of it, and that was, Jeff, you said someone who's part of the keynote will wear this year's Pride Band. It was really surprising that nobody did. There was no Pride Band in sight, which I was very disappointed by.
Same. I was very surprised and disappointed.
Yeah. And other than Ben, we all thought that would happen. And Ben even was with a +3 quite confident for your predictions, at least, or for your bets. So yeah, that was really a disappointment that didn't happen. And then the last one in this spectacular round. This one was easy. They will start the new base RAM on the new MacBook Air 15-inch model at 16 gigabytes. Honestly, I thought they would never talk about the MacBook Air, and it was, I think, one of the first things they announced.
It was the first thing they announced.
Couldn't remember if there was anything before that. Okay, it was the very first thing they announced. So good on you. You got that part right, but they never talked about RAM. Even though, checking afterwards, you are correct. It starts at 16 gigabytes. But neither in the presentation nor on a slide, they ever talked about it. They said up to 24 gigs, I think. Yep. But they never said the base level is 16. Losing on a technicality because I never talked
about it. Since I heard it, I knew I lost.
Yeah. I said, you were not correct because if it starts at 8, I thought it started at 16. So it starts at 8, then it's even not correct at all. So there's that. But you got the MacBook Air correct. So that I didn't think would happen.
Yep. 8 gigabytes unified memory on both the 1299 and 1499 SKUs.
That's kind of crazy that they're still starting at 8.
So there's that. We had a bunch of ungraded picks. One was Chuck, macOS is named Redwood. I think this is a beautiful, really nice name. And I'm pretty sure if Apple keeps going with the California places, eventually we'll get that one. It's just a cool place. But unfortunately, not this time. The marketing team was just too drunk for that. So there's that. I actually had, if I had picked some of my predictions that I had in the ungraded section, I probably would have fared better. Because from my 5 that I said, 4 were correct, actually. So HealthKit or the health app will gain new features. HealthKit got a couple of new things, and the health app came to iPad. So that was actually quite nice. Stage Manager plays a role in the AR/VR headset. It does, because the way you resize the windows and the way you handle windows is actually how Stage Manager does it. The new features for the iPhone 14 hardware, so Dynamic Island always on display. We got that that basically HomePod were the future product that Apple is not talking about yet. The HomePod with the display, like when you put the iPhone to the side, it kind of has a informational display thingy. But that's fully always on display. SwiftUI is center stage for the headset. I think that one was wrong, at least. I mean, SwiftUI is probably center stage, but they never talked about it. And side loading is not mentioned during the keynote. It was actually not even mentioned during the State of the Union. So they didn't talk about it, which I thought was what's going to happen. Ben, you said expanded push to unify macOS and iPadOS development. I didn't see any unification there. I don't know. They didn't talk about it all that much, to be honest. Apple will find a way to spin side loading into a win by inviting Valve up on stage for Steam on iPad and possibly iOS. Didn't happen. It was a nice one. Didn't happen. Apple Music and Apple Music Classical on the Mac will transition to the iPad or iPhone look. Didn't talk about it, so couldn't tell. They might have, but
they didn't.
They never showed it. They never showed it. So, Jeff, you said Tim's going to wear a gray shirt. It was actually either black or blue.
It was blue.
It was really hard to tell with like the lighting. It was either dark blue or black.
Yeah, I'm going with blue.
Yeah, it was a bit hard to see, but it definitely wasn't gray.
It definitely was not gray.
Yeah, the next one you got correct ultimately, but not well. Actually, you only got it half right, and not during the keynote. So you said Apple will announce a developer kit headset, and it will cost $999. There is actually a developer kit headset. They put that somewhere on some website. They never talked about it, not in the State of the Union, nowhere. And nobody knows what it's going to cost. Yeah, nobody knows what it's going to cost. I think they said they will talk about it in a month or so. We'll see. And WatchOS is going to get vintage watch faces. We got two watch faces, but none of them are vintage.
No, but people are going to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Snoopy faces.
For sure. Yeah, and the last ungraded prediction was from Dave. They finally add a calculator app to the iPad. And as much as I was hoping for it, nope. Didn't happen.
I
think it happened, but I actually didn't check. It just didn't get announced.
I can kick myself because I had it written down and I didn't say it as the prediction of FaceTime and being able to leave a voicemail.
Mm-hmm. That would have been good. So,
I had it written down, but I didn't say it.
So in the first round, Dave was actually leading with 11 points and then me with 6. That unfortunately changed a little bit. So in the second round, Chuck made minus 8 points. I made 5. Ben stayed at a healthy 0. Jeff lost 5. And Dave, unfortunately, you lost 14.
Wow.
So ouch. That means we have the following result. If you can do the math, then you could probably figure it out. But I'm going to start at the back. So in the negative points, with minus 9 points, can you guess who got the least amount or the most negative points?
Me.
Jeff.
I think Chuck was trying to raise his hand and he would be correct. Minus 9 points with Chuck.
You know, Chuck, owning your confidence, I mean that says a lot. That I mean, good for you.
Well,
but
see, we've
but I Jeff, just I assumed need... I was in last.
You were not.
Well, Jeff, I should explain my theory that we've been so bad so often that if I did outrageous predictions, I had a better chance of being right. So I was trying to think of things that just absolutely, you know, off the wall, probably wouldn't happen. Unfortunately, I found out that I was very good at that. So I'm changing my strategy next time.
Apple should hire you to come up with like the craziest rumors and spread them because you would be very good at that.
That'd be like saying, okay, here's my prediction. Air Force One is going to, at some point during the keynote, play a 3-fret guitar.
Three net.
Saw that coming. Yeah, 3-net guitar.
Yeah, and he actually showed in some podcast that on stage somewhere, I think some event, that he actually can play guitar. It wasn't faked.
Yeah,
He's actually pretty good. So, There's that. Who knew? Yeah, so fourth place with, let's see, minus 3 points is Dave. So unfortunately, from first to, well, second to last, maybe next time. It was close to zero. 1 point closer to zero with minus 2 points is Jeff. So
I'm surprised I performed this well.
Yeah, you were close to a zero. So what was really interesting is that Ben's strategy of sometimes going with zero worked sometimes, but ultimately wasn't enough. So it was between Ben and me, and I think I've already spoiled it. Ben, 5 points, second place. And with 11 points, so also not that good given like how many points you could have made, with 11 points, I won this year. So ooh, we made it barely out of the negative point. Like compared to last year where Chuck won with 1 point, we had at least two people that were in the positive. So yeah. Yes.
So that's pretty but impressive.
But also what we should remember for next time, whatever we predict, just do the opposite.
Right.
Yeah. That's what Apple does.
Yeah. It's true.
See, I tried that and it didn't work out so well for me, Patrice. So
it's okay. So maybe there's no predictive.
And lesson learned, what I thought was going to be an easy thing to check.
Mm-hmm.
Don't predict watch bands anymore or people wearing watch bands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was, as I said, surprisingly hard to see because I think some of the videos were recorded quite early in the year because like a lot of people were wearing long sleeves. Either the Apple campus is so cold that like everybody has to wear long sleeves, or they, which is possible, or they just recorded some of it or quite a bit of it early in the year. So it was really hard to see sometimes.
Yeah, well, based on the things that presenters were saying during sessions,
mm-hmm,
I'm with you that there was a lot of stuff that was recorded earlier because mm-hmm there were several places where people screwed up and said XROS.
Mm-hmm.
And
or they just called it this platform. The platform.
Yeah.
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 So I think they didn't know what it was going to be named yet. And
I'm sure that Apple just kept that secret as well. Like, I don't think, like, that's one of those things that not a lot of people need to know, so nobody gets told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't decide on the final name till very late in the process.
Yeah, because they can. I mean, this is a marketing name.
Yeah.
Sure, there's a couple of weeks where they have to get all the materials and websites and whatever ready, and someone has to know. But like they can probably decide it like 2-3 weeks before,
mm-hmm,
in a small mm-hmm group. Like, it's not a lot of people who even need to know.
Yeah.
So.
So the name XROS was correct in the rumors, as it's pretty clear that was the developmental name.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the final name of the product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which makes sense. It's, I mean, mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that at some other point, because for today, we decided to we're going to pick some of the topics or some of the things were announced. We're never going to make it through them in like an hour-long show. It's just too much. I mean, the video was like 2 hours and something, and there's so many details. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll start off with actually, you know what we should start off with because it makes such a nice break point
and PSO flows host
so well and is so mm-hmm reliable to get smiles on faces like TSO host. Let's mm-hmm start there. TSO host is awesome because they're here supporting us and giving us the bandwidth we need to live stream and giving us the hosting space we need. So we have a place for the website and for all the recordings of the shows to live. So you can watch or listen to shows anytime you want. And I point that out because without their help, we literally would not be here. We would not be able to do what we do. The resources it takes to make a show like this and like the big show happen every single week is beyond what we would be able to make happen. So they are very generously giving us the resources so that we can be here, which is awesome. And then that means that there's also a place for like the Daily News show and any other shows that we bring into the BTN family. There's a place for all of those to live too. So we super duper really appreciate that they're here supporting us. And the way we can show our appreciation, all of us, is to go out on social media and thank Tioso Host for being here. That's all we need to do. And thank them for supporting us. Super easy to do. So please do that. And then the other thing you can do when you're ready to buy that domain name that is totally bomber and set up that website that absolutely rocks, go use Tioso Host because this is what they do and they do it so well. Add in your domain name to your cart. They make it super easy to figure that out and get that in your cart. Choose your hosting package and then add the discount code BTN20. And when you do that, you're going to get 20% off your order simply because you're part of the BTN family. So thank you, Tioso Host, for being here and supporting us and Patrice. We have people talking in the chat today. Mm-hmm. Where can everyone find that?
Well, if you're listening to this live right now, you just head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com and you're in, and that's it. Like, that's how easy it is. And you can talk to us. You can see like the links that we post and like everything. I mean, there's a lot of like fun stuff happening there that we don't talk about on the show. So it's always worth it. And if you want to join us, like you're missing today, I don't know, you're not listening to this live, it's fine. But you want to do that in the future, you can do that every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show. And also Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show. So if you're into the non-Apple side of things in like space and gaming and chip design and cars and like everything that like is non-Apple technology, then you can just join us there. But let's say you are like listening to this in the recorded form in your favorite podcast player, in like on our website, wherever you're getting that content from, it's totally fine. It's why we do this. It's free. You can still at least see what was talked about in the chat. Of course, you can't talk to us live because that's done, but you can at least see the transcript, what was talked about. And in order to do that, you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and then you pick today's date. There's a calendar that pops up and you have to pick a date, and you pick today's date as we're recording this, which is the 9th of June, 2023, June 9th, 2023. And if you do that, you will see everything that was talked about.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that, Patrice.
Yeah. I wanted to mention one more thing. There's one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you know when the last time one more thing was used?
I actually do.
Okay.
But right. I want to give right. other people an opportunity okay. to shine. So if someone else knows, if not, I'll share. Okay.
Ben is tapping his wrist.
Yeah, it's a
and
Apple
he's
Watch.
Wrong. It's not.
Really?
It's not.
I it thought was. Tim did it for Apple Watch.
He did it. It wasn't the last time. It was the iPhone 10.
Really?
2017, the iPhone 10. So after the Apple Watch. They did not do it for anything else after, but 2017, the iPhone 10.
Which ironically was unceremoniously dropped during this keynote.
It's true.
That's true. It was. iPhone 10 will not support iOS 17.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
So I wanted to like really briefly mention our annual BS predictions because there were some movements. So I said there was like one prediction from me. no AR VR headset ships to real customers this year, and I got that one. I think, Jeff, you will get the Apple will release their AR VR developer kit, but since they haven't announced that officially when it's coming, I could not yet check it off, but I would say 99% certain you will get that. I hope that at least that it comes this year still. That was it. Everything else is still open for grabs. So we only have one correct and one incorrect prediction so far, and everything else is still open. So we'll see. I mean, some of it is for later in this year. There is one. Apple Silicon native version of Steam will be announced at WWDC. Sorry, I missed that one. That's incorrect, Ben. So that one you lost.
I still think the developer kit for the headset will happen this year or ship this year.
Yeah, as I said, they haven't announced it officially yet, so I couldn't officially say okay, yes, but it's very strongly looks that way. Okay, so let's talk about our
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch? So WatchOS first, okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure, why not? Let's mix it up.
Yeah, let's mix it up. So WatchOS 10. Big change. Like, I don't know, Dave, what did you think about, like, when you saw the changes that they're doing?
Yeah, no, I liked a lot of the changes. The smart stack was a cool thing I saw that was really pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The app designs, I mean, the actual phone actually showing up like it shows up on the iPhone, I think is really cool. I was very impressed to see that. Group FaceTime audio, that's another mm-hmm. piece that's going to be really an awesome thing. Giving more ways of navigating more than ever. I mean, that just tells me that the Series 9 is probably going to be really a game changer. Kind of happy I waited and stuck mm-hmm. with the 7 here. I'm going to be interesting seeing the fall where they go with that. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, some new watch faces like the Snoopy Woodstock. That was kind of cute to see a mm-hmm. change there. They didn't. I don't know if you tried the Fitness Plus stuff yet, because they said there were some new features that were announced on that.
Fitness Plus, or are you just the fitness happen to know?
The new features that they added. I don't know what I remember slightly mentioning it, but
I mean, no, like the workout zones thing and the cycling. I don't cycle, so.
Oh, yeah, I think cycling was the bit. That's when they did talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that was the big one, and I don't care about that too much.
And then. Name drop, they obviously made a big, huge deal out of it using an iPhone. With the, mm-hmm. they can also do it with the Apple Watch, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think some substantially big changes that I saw so far.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't beta test the iWatch, so you guys, I'll let you guys do that. I have an iPhone and an iPad. I'll go, that is as far as I'll go. my best test ones, that is.
Okay, I'm going to say here, do as I say, not as I do.
Right, exactly.
Because I did install the iOS 17 developer beta.
Yeah, I did on my camera.
Or the WatchOS 10. My brain is fried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you install it, you can't go back.
Yeah, but I have to say, this is by far the greatest increase to usability in WatchOS history.
Oh, for sure. From what I've seen.
I mean, it basically takes the great features of that one Siri watch face you didn't like and adds it to all watch faces.
Right.
Yeah, having the button go right to
Control Center.
Yeah, Control Center is great.
Yes.
That
was so annoying that you always had to go back to your home screen and then go to a control center if you wanted to control anything. That made no sense.
Yeah, the digital crown is much more useful.
Mm-hmm.
Probably it's used the most since like WatchOS 1.
Yeah, which wasn't very useful.
Yeah. It's all a bunch of subtle things, but they make it subtly a much better experience.
Yeah. One thing I have to say broke my brain a little bit. because it took me at least a couple of days to get used to the changes. I mean, this is the third major change of what the buttons do. Yeah, remember, I think it was in the first version where the whatever the small button is called. I always forget. But it was basically the friend list.
Do you remember that? Right. Yeah.
You could basically go to your friend list with that button, and then they dropped that. And I think then it was not doing anything for a little while, and it was never super useful. And the digital crown the same. I mean, it morphed, and then like there was this one time where it would like on the watch face it would change the time, and that confused people because all of a sudden the time was wrong in your watch because it just accidentally got turned or something. So then they took that away again. So like it took a couple of days for me to get used to the new input, like where's what. Mm-hmm. It is a massive change on that one. But once I got it, it was really much better.
And Patrice, you know, that's, I think we see people getting upset when they make changes in macOS, and that I kind of understand. This product, though, is an evolving product. And I know that sounds strange, given that we're talking about watches 8, 9, and 10.
Right.
But at the same time, the way people interact with this device and the focus that it has changed focus from being sort of just a watch with some apps on it to... Mm-hmm. You know, having a lot more specific use cases. The health use case is obviously a big one. Safety use case, communication use case. I mean, for me, for a long time, just the fact that I could get notifications of messages on my watch was enough. That was great. Mm-hmm. And so this is evolution. And I like this, that Apple is not sticking with just one thing, and okay, we came up with this great idea of having all these apps scattered all over your screen, and you know we're sticking with that because that's the way it should be. They're listening, and that is so good because it I feel like that and this those comments will carry over into our conversations about other things later. But it's not a company that's wedded to what they do anymore, or just making changes to make changes.
Yeah.
And what you saw in the sessions that you didn't see in the keynote is there is a very systematic approach to how they change this OS. Mm-hmm. So they're giving developers full access to the entire screen, which they didn't before. There is like a grid that they basically use for all the apps and that they even put out and said, like, here are samples of like how widgets and how apps can look like. And patterns that work, and here's the grid for it, and like here's how you can use it in your app. And sure, if you have a use case that doesn't fit that, like feel free to like do something else. Or if you think like it just doesn't fit with your vision, fine. But for all the developers who maybe just do standard things, and their focus is not on reinventing or like the UI. It's more providing a service than like just follow the guidelines and you get a good app out of it. And that's super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah. And then, I mean, there's the whole, what I found super interesting, hiking. Like one of the fitness things that they like spotlighted was hiking, where they had some extra features.
Yep.
And I mean, the topographical maps, at least in the US at first, I think we'll get them everywhere else. Mm-hmm. The like elevation alerts, when you surpass a certain elevation, get a notification. The new compass app, really cool, where it shows you
the 3D compass.
Yeah, where it also shows you, hey, this is the last time you had cellular connectivity. This is the last time you had SOS capabilities. Stuff like that. These are the waypoints that you maybe put that you have either in your predefined trail or that you put in. That's really cool because like in those cases where you're somewhere in a mountain or like I don't know if in the woods, like deep in somewhere, where you might not know, like some emergency happens and you might not know which way to go to get connectivity.
Yeah,
that's super easy because it just tells you, hey, if you go back this far, then you can do an SOS call. If you have a little bit more time, you can go back that far and you can do an actual normal phone call.
And yeah, the one thing I've kind of noticed along the way, they had an original vision for watchOS as a computing device. At the beginning, the screens weren't big enough and the processors weren't powerful enough to make that division or that vision. So it morphed into a notification and fitness device. Now, as the screens are getting bigger and the efficiency cores are getting rather powerful.
And the batteries are getting bigger.
Yeah, and the batteries are getting bigger. They've revisited the Apple Watch as a computing device and have made a very, very nice little computer.
Yeah.
I like to hit on that topic you just said about making the Apple Watch a computing device. I'm super stoked about Enterprise. They're not going to offer enhanced productivity. They're going to give us hands-free communications. The big thing is you're going to be able to use MDM, you know, mobile device management.
Oh, so if
you have a watch, you know, a corporate can manage the watch. It's going to be able to, they'll be able to release internal use apps and keep it safe. You also could put VPN on an Apple Watch. I never even thought of that before. Yeah. So there's some serious looking. I started peeking at the, I think they're going to actually have a topic this the last day of WWDC's sessions about this, and I'm going to go.
Yep, they check always that do. Out.
And
either first day or Friday usually.
Yeah, yeah. So to be able to do this is going to be a huge game changer, and I think it's also going to help employee wellness, productivity. I mean, another way of getting employees to be. Interactive with their Apple products, and I don't know if I'd be interested to see is it going to work with your personal watch, and are they going to have full control of it? It all, I guess, it'll all depend on how the company decides to set it up. So
I'm guessing both will be possible. I would assume that you can like if you buy a watch through the like normal business purchase program, then it's pre-enrolled. And if not, you can just onboard someone, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how companies handle that. I think most companies like to do bring your own device, so I think that was probably going to be the preferred method. But this is exciting on the Apple Watch front. This is a serious device now after seeing that this week.
Yeah.
Ben said something interesting though there that I really, to be honest, kind of forgot about. Is just how small the original Apple Watch was and how it's grown. Sorry. And the idea that I have to wonder if they had introduced the larger sizes or just as a larger size back then, if everybody would have balked at it and said, no, there's no way I'm putting that on my arm. But as it was, you got the 38 millimeter and then, you know, okay, the next step up. Yeah, I can make that work. And then now we have the Apple Watch Ultra and it's huge. But people were, I even see and hear people that have some relatively small wrists saying, yeah, it's okay. They're more into the function. So. Yeah. They're more into the functionality of it than the aesthetics. Right. Yeah. And that's a huge evolution that kind of happened and nobody really talked a lot about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the same evolution we saw on the iPhone. Like when the iPhone came out, like people said, oh, it's massive and it's expensive and all of that. And then came the point where it wasn't, where it was way too small and we needed bigger iPhones and we needed plus size phones and all of that. And the same thing happened on the Apple Watch. I think if they, as you said, if they'd introduced the Ultra size, back then, 2015, I think a lot of people would have dismissed it. Or like there were a ton of people back then even said, oh, it's way too big and too clunky and blah, blah, blah. You know, the usual thing. And I think a lot of people didn't buy it because they thought it was too big. And we look back and we say it's tiny.
That's why I got the smaller size.
Yeah, and even the smaller size was still pretty big for a lot of people. And now you look back, and I mean, even the smaller size is now, what is it, 42, I think?
Yeah.
Is it 42? Wow. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
And yet the body is still the same size as that original. Yeah.
I think it grew a tiny fraction, like a little bit.
42 and 45. Yeah. Mine,
exactly.
Mine's 45.
Yeah, so the body grew a little bit. It got a little bit flatter, I think. They flattened it out, but it's not much. Like it's maybe like a half a millimeter each side or something.
Yeah. Well, to be able to allow the bands to still working. I'm sorry. Yeah, to be able to allow the older bands to continue to work on the slightly larger Apple Watch was huge, because the band market is just
exploding. And now people like buy the Apple Watch Ultra and they're totally fine with the size. And it's not always, as you said, not always the people who have the big wrists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Apple Watch Ultra, I think is an awesome watch. Yet I don't have one, and for me it would be a two watch scenario where I wear the regular one all the time, except when I'm out doing the outdoor activities where I want the features of the Ultra. The big reason why I'm not actually getting one is because a lot of the time that would mean winter activities where I'd want to wear the watch on the outside of my coat, which means I'm then losing functionality that I would want, like the fitness, the actual physical monitoring that it's doing of me, because it can't do it through the coat.
Right. Because it's got to be on your wrist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so much more. I mean, the whole mental health angle on the Apple Watch. There's some hints, I think, what we're going to see in the next iteration. I think it will have some cycling things.
Things that they added in this time, it takes the Apple Watch and your iPhone and puts it on a level where serious cyclists can finally actually really consider using their iPhone and Apple Watch, as opposed to having to go and get a Garmin bike computer.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And with that, I have a relatively older Schwinn, but built like a tank professional exercise bike.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if these Bluetooth sensors will be able to work with that, so I'm able to have my watch and fitness track that.
Hard to say.
Because
that would be cool if you could.
That'd be not only cool, that would get me on the bike, which is lower impact on my knees, a lot more.
All right, so I said a couple minutes ago, kind of in passing, that watchOS this year is a setup. And what I mean by that is I think that there's been this buildup to where we are today. This year sets up where Apple wants to go long-term with the watch. And at this point, I'm feeling like part of where they're going to go with this watch is to take it from being strictly an iPhone accessory to the point where it can be your standalone or it can be truly a standalone device.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only that,
so true.
I think
sorry, Ben, go ahead.
I think this fall, the watchOS 9 or the Apple Watch 9, will adopt the Ultra's form factor and screen size, but with an aluminum case.
Yes, I think you're right. They talked so much about the flexibility of the display and using it to like the full frame and all of it that I think that's the thing that's going to happen.
Interesting.
I agree.
I'm looking forward to seeing those in the store so I can try them out.
I mean, we saw a rumor last year that strongly pointed at like a more like an iPhone design. Like, you know, like the thin metal frame around it and more like a flat rectangular design, which looked actually like in the renderings quite nice. And then we never got it. And I think this year we'll get that.
You know, when I said let's mix it up and start with Apple Watch. I was expecting we'd have a short discussion and then slide right into Mac.
Yeah, let's slide into Mac.
Well, we have like 5 minutes left.
Okay, well, we can talk about the Mac Pro in 5 minutes, right?
It sucks. So
let me bring up one other thing about the watch.
Okay.
I'm curious what your reactions would be to this. What, and this is complete utter speculation. I've seen no rumors, no nothing. But what would it be? And I'm looking at my own wrist and thinking, if they made it a little more like a landscape oriented iPhone. You know, is because there's more room up going up and down your arm as opposed to, trying to stick out beyond your arm. And I know there are wristbands and shoulder bands and forearm bands that you can, use to strap an iPhone to yourself, which is a little bit of overkill. But if you wanted a little more screen real estate on your wrist, does that present a problem for anybody, do you think? Or
no. Mm-mm. In fact, Samsung did release a watch a lot like that in the past, and a lot of people quite liked it.
Yep. I missed that completely.
Interesting. I mean, there will be plenty of people who will complain about it, and the usual, but I think it's a good idea.
Patrice, since Jeff said we only have a few minutes left, that's one thing that really has bugged me about pretty much everything that's happened on Apple has announced. There's always a faction out there that just seems to find what they think is wrong with these devices. And I'm looking at, at the, what do they call them? The quilts, I guess, of the features. The Snoopy watch face doesn't mean a thing to me. Yeah. Okay, and frankly,
and other people are excited. Yeah,
yeah, and the topographic maps, and so I think that this is just something that, the more we can talk about it and get people's mindset changed a little bit, even with our respective audiences, that just there are features here that are not for you, and that is perfectly fine.
Yeah, or you don't know if it's for you. I mean, who knows? You might see it and then change your mind.
That's a fair point. That's a very
or
fair
you
point.
All of a sudden start going on hikes because I don't know, you meet someone you want to do hikes with, and then all of a sudden it's like useful. So, like, stuff can change.
Yeah, you're Patrice, you're absolutely right. But just this constant, but it doesn't have this or it didn't do that, or I really don't like that. Why'd they waste our time on this? And I hate the negativity that seems to be to creep into discussions of these product announcements. And we could have that discussion about the Vision Pro and the Mac Pro and the studio, the Mac Studio, et cetera, et cetera. It's just my little editorial. I've been a lot disappointed in some of the commentary I've seen from established people as well as just in social media about the negative things that people they perceive. And, once in a while, somebody will chirp up and say, I don't see it that way. I see it as a very positive for me because, and then they shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So
I am with you on that. And people need to remember that Apple isn't making products just for them. It's for a wide audience. I know, Ben, I'm sorry. And, I had to be the one to bring this to your attention.
And most people do not make decisions on a logical basis. They might later on try to find reasons why their decision is correct and why they either like it or didn't like it, like to justify their purchase or justify not buying it. But ultimately the decision is never a rational one.
And there's another thing too, that some of these things are just good business. I mean, the watch band thing is amazing to me, and I'm not going to call anybody out but I know a lot of the folks on this panel have multiple watch bands that they change with the day, the season, whatever. And I've got a watch band, and my watch band. I think I owned three. Yeah, see, there's David holding.
I got 10 or so of them.
Yeah, it looks. I mean, you guys look like you're shuffling cards with your watch bands. And, well, but again, I'm
not stupid enough. We did play keynote poker.
Yeah, but I'm not stupid enough to think that, you know, it's just I'm right. It's just this just doesn't apply to me. So fine.
Now we're out of time. No, yeah. I wanted to address one thing because some people in the chat were talking about it. So they were like, why are you not talking about VisionOS and all of that? We cannot talk about it. Like, we don't have 12 hours. We cannot talk about it, like, everything. And we decided, because everybody is talking about it right now, probably worth stepping back, thinking about it, and then coming back. We will talk about it, like 100%, maybe probably even next week. I don't think we will last for much longer because we want to talk about
it. Yeah, I don't think we'll be able to hold ourselves back any longer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean this misinformation. Yeah, this was such a jam-packed keynote and platform state of the union that it might be a few weeks before we are back to regular scheduled programming.
Yeah, I probably will go right into Summer of Fun because that's like probably end of July. But then there is so much to talk about. I mean, we didn't talk about a lot of things. We didn't talk about iOS. We didn't talk about iPadOS. We didn't talk about TVOS. We didn't talk about the Mac, all the Macs that were announced. We didn't talk about the million things around VisionOS and the Vision Pro. Like, I mean, there's even two things. There's the OS and there's the device. Like, yeah, we'll probably have a couple weeks worth of content, and I really want to spend the time on it. So, and watchOS is important.
Yeah, just like today's discussion, there are things that you might have missed there, but I think each individual's perspective on it is valuable because we each use these technologies in a different way. And that right there, I mean, so pick whichever one of us that you can identify with that uses the technology the way you do. And then we can, you know, then we can almost have individual discussions about it. But overall, we all have to sort of address everybody's use case to some degree.
Yeah. And for me, I mean, I'm super excited about Vision Pro. I want to get one kind of yesterday. But the Apple Watch makes a big difference for me.
Yeah.
And Ben, you just dropped a good point into the chat. Vision Pro that's like a whole show by itself. Yes. And we took part of the show today to do keynote wrap up.
I mean, plus it's so new that having the week to digest and do research will definitely help that discussion.
I can tell you one thing. I mean, there is something that I'm researching right now that I want to understand better about about other manufacturers that I've not looked into yet. So yeah, I think it's simply, as I said, like, there's a million hot takes out there. It's simply worth taking the time for it. And it will fill the next 6 months to a year anyway. So might as well.
Same thing will happen on In Touch with iOS.
True.
which will be 7 hours long.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
I will.
Well, and Mac voices too. You know, I mean,
we did
2.5 hours already. There you go.
We have plenty of content for the next 6 months, like you said.
Yeah, and I mean, that Apple said that very clearly. We have not heard the full story of Vision OS and the Vision Pro. Right.
Yeah, it was a tease.
Just the number of articles I've seen this week that say here are the things that were not announced at the keynote, and none of them are comprehensive. There's always one or two. It's like, gee, I haven't read that before. So if you're not paying attention to some of those articles, and probably all of them, you really should be, because there's some really cool stuff there that, depending on what your use case is, may or may not apply to you.
The State of the Union announcements were a keynote this year.
Right. And they didn't even talk about everything there.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. Like, even the State of the Union added a billion extra things and it still didn't cover everything. So, yeah. So what we're saying is stay tuned. We will talk about it.
Yes. And
Yes, we will.
We're also saying, holy crap, there's a lot to talk about.
There is.
Yep.
Next week.
Next week, yep, it will be another very full show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Well, then with that, we don't have time for cool things. So I will just cool make things. A blanket statement. You, all of you, are my cool things.
Yes.
And with that, Ben, where can people find you?
Well, Jeff, in about 2 hours, you can find me on Into the iOS. But when I'm not on In Touch with iOS, you can find me on Chuck's show, Mac Voices, every Tuesday night. You can find me Thursday and Fridays here on the Big and Mac shows.
I mean, you can come media. Tuesday too.
Yes. On social media, that's right. You can find me at Ben Raythig. And lastly, you can find me at my website, raythig.tech, which I am currently working on an article on the Mac gaming enhancements and the porting tool in macOS Sonoma. And what they can mean.
That's like a whole show right there.
Yes. Yeah.
And what they can mean for Apple gaming going forward, because trust me, they're not just for the Mac.
Awesome. All right. So, Ben, when that's done, make sure there's a link to that in the Slack room.
Yes. I will post it.
Excellent.
I'll try to finish it in the interim between eating and everything.
Well, good luck. We're all counting on you.
To eat?
No. Yes. That's yes. True. Don't go hungry. It's bad.
Yes.
Yep. Chuck, where can people find you?
MacVoices.com. That's where you'll find links to everything. Right now we're doing a lot of things, but we're specifically working on the Road to Mac Stock, since that's coming up very quickly. A lot of us here will be there, and we would love to have you join us there. So by listening to that series, you can find out who all the speakers are and what they're going to be talking about. Tuesday nights, we do Mac Voices Live on YouTube at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, whatever time that is, wherever you are, youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. Again, with pretty much everybody here at one time or another, at least. And on the socials, and I'm at Chuck Joyner and at Mac Voices. And I just opened up two new presences on T2. I finally got the invite. So I'm on as Chuck Joyner and at Mac Voices on T2 as well.
Oh, I now have someone to follow.
And I'm there as well.
I set up my T2 account and was like, okay.
Terminator?
And then I closed the tab because there's no one there.
Okay, well, I didn't realize you were on, so that's good. Yeah. I'll have somebody else follow too. Let's take over T2.
Yeah, I was about to say, I do not have detailed files on this T2.
I see what you did there. Well played, Ben.
We like it, Ben.
Yeah. Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, I'm here every week on the Mac Show on Fridays and also on the Big Show on Thursdays if you're into the non-Apple side of technology, like games and chips and space and all of that. You can find out everything about me, all the the projects, the podcasts, the social media links, literally everything on my website, thepatrice.com. And if you want to join Mastodon, or if you're in Mastodon and you want to switch instances, you're not sure where to go, I have my own instance called Tech Hangout, techhangout.social, where you can, like, if you're friendly with us, you're a listener and you know me, you can like drop me or one of us a line saying, hey, I want to join, and we will approve it. Like, it's invite only, but we will approve it.
So it's where all the cool kids hang out.
Exactly. The Tech Hangout.
And us.
I'm cool. I don't know.
Right? I don't know. I'm looking around. I see all the cool kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Dave, where can people find you?
Well, you could find me at intouchwithios.com. Like Ben said, we'll be recording the show later today with a number of you. On the YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchwithios. I'm on Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights. I'm here on Fridays for the Mac Show. And I'm on social media most places, DaveG65, including T2. I just got my invite as well. So check that out. And on Mastodon and Twitter and all the rest of them. So thanks. And we look forward to doing our show later today. And thank you for having me.
Awesome. All right. So socials, Jay Gamut on pretty much everything, including now T2. Where I'm active is Matt. And Instagram, and then for shows. All right, Chuck lets me on Mac Voices Live every Tuesday. Dave lets me on In Touch with iOS every Thursday, except this week it's Friday, and it's like a whole cool crew because Patrice is coming back too. So anyhow, then let's see, here on Thursdays for the big show, here on Fridays for the Mac show, and then on the Context Machine with Brian Chaffin. Brian is out this week, so I decided let's bring in a special guest. I'm recording the Context Machine with Patrice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. So be prepared for a special episode of the Context Machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't promise I will be as like a grumpy old man because I can't do that. So will not be able to replace Brian. Sorry.
Woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even that I can't be. I just can't replace Brian. Sorry.
I was going to say, was that a commentary on Brian?
It was absolutely a commentary.
100%, yes. And he knows it. He says it himself. So.
Yes. But Brian is my cuddly curmudgeon.
Mm-hmm.
We should put that on a business card for him. Okay. Brian Chaffin, cuddly curmudgeon.
Oh, that would be funny.
You should sell t-shirts with that on.
Oh, yeah, right? I was going to say, I have a lot of old Geekbeat cards that someone can relaminate.
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll start doing, we'll have to do some Context Machine merch with stickers, t-shirts, whatever, with Brian as the cuddly curmudgeon. I'm so in for that. I'm sure Brian will have no problem with that at all.
Hey Jeff, you have to feed that image into one of the image generating AIs and see what comes out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh my God. Okay, I will do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you to all of you for just being so awesome and taking what I thought was going to be a relatively short discussion and turning it into what I feel was a very interesting deep dive into Watch OS. So thank you, all of you. You rock. And all of you that are here with us live, watching, listening in the chat, all of that, you are awesome. Love every one of you. Thank you for being here. Everyone that watches or listens later, thanks for being part of the BTN family as well. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, hope you feel better soon. And also thank you for making sure we have people for shows. TSO host is awesome. Thank you for being here supporting us. Give them some online love. Okay, next Thursday is the big show. Be sure and come back for that. Join us again on Friday for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.